It is a Mind Food Monday, and I'm really excited because we're getting so many new guests on the show and people that contribute to the magazine. A welcome this morning, the managing editor of Mind Food Magazine, Natasha Dragoon. Hello, Natasha.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Good. Now, there's an awful lot of people that say, oh my gosh, it must be such a romantic job you've got. You get to travel the world. And sometimes you say no, but this time we're talking about an article called Growing Future, where you actually went to Costa Rica.
I did indeed. In fact, my partner cried when I told him I was going to Costa Rica because he's so in love with sloths. But I went there for a different reason. I went over there to check out their coffee culture.
Yes. Now, in a country that has 46,000 Arabica coffee farmers, we want to find out why you went there in the first place. And just give us an idea, if you can, how important coffee is to Costa Rica and its economy, Natasha.
Yeah, I mean, it's hugely important. I guess the coffee industry there dates back probably about 200 years, and a lot of the infrastructure that we see in the country today owes its being built to the fact that taxes were placed on that early coffee harvest. In 1960, for example, about half of the country's exports were coffee. It's much, much smaller today. I mean, the main agricultural exports today are pineapple and bananas, but there are still 84,000 hectares of coffee farmland. So it's still a very important industry in Costa Rica.
Now, Natasha, more than 2.25 billion cups of coffee are consumed every single year, and this is growing. So what is one thing you've learned about why the industry itself is in poor shape at the moment?
I guess the vast majority of coffee country is in developing countries when you think about it, you know, Colombia, Indonesia, Costa Rica. And there are huge land pressures in these countries. The populations are growing really fast, and they're needing land for housing and development. And in an industry where the cost of fertilizer, for example, is growing astronomically, and then you have people come, you know, land developers come along and offer coffee farmers a huge amount of money to take over their land. It's pretty enticing, and a lot of people are obviously doing just that. So the lure of selling to developers is really high. So it's quite important, because we all love a drink here, a cup of coffee, it's really important to nurture the coffee industry and look at those pressures and look at how we can resolve them.
Okay, now one of the other things in this article in the May edition of Mind Food magazine, Growing Future, is highlighting a Nespresso connection and the AAA Sustainable Quality Program. Just briefly, can you tell us a little bit about what that is, Natasha?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's in Nespresso's best interest to make sure that the coffee industry is going strong. So they have gone they're in 12 coffee growing countries now, including Costa Rica, and they work really closely with farmers to help them learn best practices for coffee growing. So it's not easy to become part of the AAA Sustainable Quality Program. There are lots of hurdles that you have to get through, and your coffee farm has to be in impeccable condition. But Nespresso helps out. They donate agronomists, for example, for free. So these agronomists work with local farmers, teach them best practice in terms of maintaining soil, using organic fertilizers. They give them access to different training and waste management. And then, if you are part of that AAA certification process, they also pay a little bit extra for really high quality beans. So you can see they're coming in there and they're helping farmers to maintain land, and then they're giving them that incentive to develop really quality coffee beans.
I would imagine there's a huge sense of pride for those growers that are members of the AAA Sustainable Quality Program. And then it pays benefits because you spent time at Edgar Fernandez's coffee farm, which is part of this program. And how is that different, like compared to a lot of the other coffee farms? What did his look like?
Yeah, it was actually quite amazing. I didn't even realise it was a coffee farm at first. A lot of the other coffee farms that we went to that weren't part of the AAA program, you know, you'd go there, it was very neat, and, you know, that you could see the soil was in poor shape. There was, you know, there was erosion happening everywhere. And then we went to Fernandez's farm, and it was like walking through a beautiful orchard. There were fruit trees and shade trees, and there were butterflies, and there was a stream, and, you know, then you notice that there's a coffee plant there. I guess the whole goal is to diversify the farm. So he's not getting his sole income isn't just from coffee beans. You know, he's selling his fruit and his vegetables that he's growing, and he's creating this beautiful environment also for workers. You know, workers are in really short demand in Costa Rica, and if you can create a great environment for them, then they're going to come and want to come and work with you.
Brilliant. Well, the article is called Growing Future, and it really is, it's a really insightful article. Something I didn't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, did the beans start out as cherries?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that so, what it is? I was trying to, I'd never heard of that before.
Yep, those little red things on the trees, that's the coffee cherry. And from there, you know, it takes kind of weeks, they process it, they get all that skin off and the underlying pith, and then eventually it becomes the bean. Yeah.
Right, there you go. It was worth waking up this morning. I did not know that. Look, Natasha Dragoon, Managing Editor for Mindfood Magazine, thank you for sacrificing everything to go to Costa Rica for us.
It was a pleasure.
We really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next month. Thanks, Natasha.
Thanks, Nikki. Okay, bye.